in the squadron. They called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
So, what is it important that you do? What are you supposed to do?
Listen.
What?
Listen.
Listen. And what else are you supposed to do? Not yell. Say it.
Not yell.
And what else?
I'm trying to raise this beautiful little child. She's so innocent. I am so scared if she shows up in, what is it, first grade, second grade? Where does the hardcore indoctrination really start? I've been to the school. It's not now. The school now is beautiful. They talk about colors and paint and blocks. You know, all the basics, numerals and letters. It's all great. But when do they start getting ideological and weird? Is that going to happen at another school? I'm worried, very, very worried. Because, hey, I'm looking at the street right now in New York City, our home, our beautiful New York City, and you've got pro-terrorist anti-Semites raging around all over the place. And somehow, like, we're the bad guys because we don't support them. Like, they're coming off as the righteous ones when portrayed by the media. Hey, how about this? This is a little, I don't know. New York City Council hearing kicks off with a little bit of praise for Allah. Did they fit in Jesus? Or did they do anything for the Jews here? Did they? Cut 14.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Where the hell am I? Was this Kuwait City?
الحمد لله رب العالمين
All right, that's great. Now let's hear about Jesus. Now they never got around to Jesus. The Christians I know don't want to rock the boat. Oh, boy. Yeah, let's just no. We don't want to. You know what they'll call us? Jesus freaks. Right. You don't want to be a Jesus freak. Well, why the hell not? What do you think, Gene Slippin?
I think that sounded like a pretty good rendition.
No, that was not a rendition of anything. I was just me going like,
I see.
No, I don't want to. No, that truly wasn't a rendition. I know you thought it was for a moment, the way you laughed.
I was
like,
I did.
No, I was like, it's fine to a point. I don't think that all of the faiths are being treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
I think one faith, mine, is being openly disparaged and mocked. And right up there also being disparaged and mocked are Jews and Jewish people and the Jewish faith. That's somehow fair game in our sick, corrupt society. But right now, being for Allah, that's very chic. That's very cool. And that's fine, by the way. It is chic. It is cool. But don't give us a hard time either. And too many people, Christians and Jews, I think, are just like not pushing back.
Mm.
And not only like pushing back, because there are plenty who get their back up against the wall when our faith comes under attack. But what about just practicing it, embracing it, spreading the good news wherever you can, whenever you can? The fellowship of the people of faith should have. I don't know.
Now, the demonization of Christianity in many ways goes back, many decades. But do you think the whole like kind of thinking of Islam as a protected group is a post 9/11 thing?
As a protected group.
Like, in other words, there was all this thought, like, at the time people talked, Norm MacDonald used to always joke about that, like, the backlash
Well, it was exaggerated. I mean, it was just an exaggerated
thing.
But
is that where the kind of, like, progressive leftist mindset concerning Islam came from?
No, I think that they hate Jewish people, quite frankly, the progressive leftist mindset.
Because they're successful capitalists, in other words.
No, I think that, look, I'm not going to delve into their hatred, all right? But I know it exists. I know it is a virulently anti-Israel, pro-Iran, pro-terrorist, pro-cutting off the heads of babies. It's incredible. I can't believe it. It's happening all the time. It's everywhere. And we have too many people tiptoeing around this whole damn thing. And Joe Biden tolerates it, encourages it,
because Barack Obama, that's where he is. That's where Susan Rice is. That's where this whole corrupt country is. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Get my Irish up, James.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So what's going on in the news?
Let's see. You know about the obviously Columbia University. There's protesters that are being arrested there. This is kind of a week of anti-Israel protests. I don't know if you saw this, where Google fired a number of their employees who conducted a sit-in.
I liked it. I saw those jerks take over the office of one of the top executives. And first, the security guard came in there and said, hey, you know, you want to leave or we're going to have to call the cops. Well, little did they know, he's very cool. They had already called the cops and they were right behind him. Oh, you don't want to leave? Okay. You sure? Because we're going to have to call law enforcement. Well, they already called law enforcement. I'm giving you one more chance. And they didn't take it. So they got busted and fired from Google, which I understand is a pretty sweet gig.
I would think so. This was a pretty sweet gig for this guy who was living in a Queens house. I don't know if you've seen all these stories about squatters in New York. And, you know, this was a woman who.
Yeah, I've heard a few stories about that. Yes, I know.
Yeah. So this woman basically inherited the house from her father, but a guy who was like her care, the guy's caretaker was still living there, renting out rooms. There are a lot of different stories going back and forth as to the woman getting arrested when she showed up, even though she owned the house. Now the guy who was squatting there has been arrested and charged with burglary, and he was like renting out some of the rooms there and stuff like that. So, kind of a win for the owner, I would say, in that case.
The crazy thing, these rules go way, way, way back, and they've been around for centuries, and they are, they totally kind of favor the squatter.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah. I read where they say that, I guess the hope behind it was that vacant buildings would be like more tended to. You know, like if a building was left in disrepair and somebody was going to live there and then have legal rights, maybe that would kind of, you know, spur the property owner to make some improvements there. But obviously it's not leading to that in these residential neighborhoods.
Hey, remember this. A peaceful protest is not taking over a bridge or taking over a street. And I can't stand it when they run around saying that. When they run around saying that these are peaceful protests, you cannot take over the Brooklyn Bridge and have it be peaceful. What about my right to use the bridge? What about an ambulance's right to use the bridge? What about everybody else? And you know what? You know what this is? Let's face it, you jerks up there. You don't know what you're doing supporting Hamas. You really haven't thought this through. And if you have, I guess you really are corrupt and evil. But this is kind of fun and chic and stylish. And it gives you something to put on Instagram. And yeah, it's like, it's like wearing a certain brand of clothes. You know, it's all about that. Ooh, is Trump about to speak? Let's go ahead and turn up the volume. Okay, he's about to get out. We think he's about to say something. So if he does, we want to hear it. Is he getting ready to do that? Yeah, you'll pump up the volume when you can. I think this is new. He's going to come over. Oh, no, he's going into court. So I'll get you later.
And you started the show talking about that. Two jurors dismissed so far from that had already been seated in that so-called hush money trial.
Anything else going on?
Did you see yesterday they published their findings into that major fire in Lahaina out in Hawaii last year that was never really fully explained? They say they still can't determine the cause of that fire. So, you know, kind of much ado about nothing, I guess, in terms of what that report was supposed to conclude.
How the hell, look, something very weird about that fire. Really weird about that fire. The whole damn thing. I heard Joe Biden the other day actually say on the floor of the Congress after the State of the Union, did you notice that all the houses with blue roofs weren't burned?
Biden said that?
Yep. He sure as hell did. He sure as hell did.
We know that's one of the like conspiracy theories about the whole thing.
And he was talking about it, and he was talking about it with a congressman from Hawaii.
Weird.
And then he said, when we're going to have to, and then he sees the camera and he stops talking. I'll find it for you, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. And give me one more thing.
There's that obviously, you know, military foreign aid debate going on down in Congress with, you know, the idea of Speaker Johnson advancing these spending packages for Israel, for Ukraine, for Taiwan, and it's kind of putting him at odds with the conservative flank of the Republican Party. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, yeah, it's putting him at odds with me. I really don't think that this is the right thing to do, is to bounce this guy. But then again, all right, here is Speaker Mike. Nice guy, definitely in way over his head, just does not have the dexterity. He doesn't have the dexterity. He doesn't have the
He does. You know, you got to be a bit of a killer in this job, and I think he's like too much of a nice guy. Excuse me. Let me hear from this. This is Speaker Mike Johnson. I want to say for the record, I think he should keep the job. I don't care if he's the worst speaker in the world. For the moment, I really don't care if he's the worst speaker in the world. There's only one guy who'd be worse than him, Hakeem Jeffries. And if they screw with this, we're going to get Speaker Hakeem. All right? How's that feel? These Democrats, they don't play. Go ahead.
Telling all of you, and we've told the American people, order, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border. How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
We know the urgency in Ukraine. We're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe.
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill. It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming into the country. Over 300 known terrorists.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
Oh, man. Now I get it. Boy, oh, boy. I love that Larry David music for a comic effect. Because this is what this guy has delivered so far. You ready? $61 billion for Ukraine. $26 billion for Israel. Can't fault them for that. $8 billion for Taiwan. Banning TikTok and a Ukraine loan. Then only after, I'm looking at Charlie Kirk here, considerable feedback from members, did he offer up a fifth bill on the border. We're told it's some semblance of H.R. 2, which will be ignored by the Senate. What on earth happened to Mr. Speaker? What do you think?
I saw some people talking on social media about some meeting with Biden at the White House at the end of February or something like that, and that there's been a change in tone and focus since then. Don't know what that's all about or what that could be, but I guess it's certainly possible that there's some sort of political polling that says people are going to get really upset if things aren't done for either Israel or Ukraine on the funding side, right?
Polling with Ukraine? I mean, we were going to get, look, you can get money to Israel, but that this guy can't figure it out regarding the border, that's kind of a problem. And he just doesn't look like he's a master tactician, you know? He looks to me like he's getting pushed around by Paul Ryan and Biden and all those guys. Maybe he's not up to it. But look, he's all we got right now. I don't care. I don't care. Put it all on hold. I don't even want to talk to a congressman between now and Election Day. We got to win this freaking thing. We can't. Hakeem Jeffries. What a tragedy that would be, right? And it's not a joke. It really could happen. All right. James, thank you. Are you still gay?
Last I checked.
You have gone through phases, haven't you?
Not really. What do you mean by phases?
You know, where you tried an alternative lifestyle.
You know, it's just so funny. I never really ascribed to the phrase lifestyle in that context.
Because right now, I mean, you actually look like you're a tough guy wearing your Zelensky sweatshirt and everything like that. You are the least gay man in the world.
Exactly.
But your desk is kind of sloppy over there.
But see, that's why lifestyle, I think, is not really an appropriate terminology. Because I don't think there is a lifestyle. You know what I mean? I'm not going to Broadway shows and, you know, bringing home freshly cut bouquets and, like, you know, wearing pastels.
This is exactly what I mean. The guy's not gay. He's not gay. I'm sorry. You're not gay. I mean, how can you? You don't like Broadway.
I mean, I like Broadway, but
yeah,
I just
got... you see, you're not only are you gay, you're flaming gay. I'm only kidding. I am only. It's okay, right? It's okay.
You know.
Uh-oh. Did I go too far? All right, James, we love you for who you are, not what you do
exactly
later. Okay,
yeah,
we'll be
it's
right
the
back.
Radio lifestyle.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Oh boy, they're getting serious about this. Mike Johnson might be a dead man walking. I don't think that's good. Meanwhile, police are detaining anti-Israel protesters. I call them pro-terrorist maniacs, and they can shut down whatever they want. This whole light touch, the light touch. Handle them with love and care. I see ACLU people running around saying, trying to de-escalate the situation. I don't like this. Where are the bats and hats? Cop talk for helmets and batons. Get rid of these guys immediately, all right, we like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And when she speaks, I got to listen. She's smart as hell. Patriot. I mean, really one of the few people I totally trust in government. Not saying that she's always right, but you got to listen. And I want to listen to her right now. This is just a few minutes ago. And here she's going off about Mike Johnson. One thing, if Mike Johnson really is making these kinds of mistakes, it was really kind of inconceivable that Kevin McCarthy would be bounced from that job after, what, 6 months? Nobody really thought that that could happen, but it did. Maybe this guy, well, they're not going to do that twice in a row, right? They're not going to do that again. Yeah, looks like they're doing it again. Can you go ahead and hit that, please? Go.
Steve, from the very beginning of this, I have tried my best with Mike Johnson. I offered to advise him on what the MAGA base, what the Republican base wants from his speakership. He has totally turned me away from that. He has not listened to any advice. He's only listening to his inner team that we find out now are lobbyists for the military industrial complex. So we know exactly who is driving the speaker's office. I just left the Capitol a few minutes ago, Steve, where I publicly called on Mike Johnson. He needs to call a conference meeting immediately. He needs to tell Republicans up here in Congress what he's going to do with the motion to vacate, what the new rule is going to be. Because here he is, Mike Johnson, a constitutional attorney who has turned into a mini tyrant, trying to do everything he can with trickery and behind closed doors, making deals with Democrats in order to change the rules of Congress to protect his speakership, to protect his own job, to hold on to power. And I cannot believe he's doing that. You know, the Rules Committee is meeting right now, Steve. And we believe what we've been told is he is going to be putting a change to the motion to vacate, change the rules, taking it from the requirement being one member of Congress.
A lot of legislative mumbo-jumbo there at the end. So he became a tyrant. He became swept away with his own power. I don't know. Maybe he did. Vacate, we're really going to get rid of him. He must have really ticked them off. I think it looks terrible. Then again, I hate great big fat omnibus bills. I hate great big giveaways to the FBI like the FISA reauthorization. I hate when people get owned by the swamp, and Mike Johnson may have gotten owned. He is kind of like owned by the swamp.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Oh, wow. I knew it. I know Joe's family tree. I report it more accurately than he does, Joe Biden. His uncle was in the military. I don't even think it was in World War II. But Biden was running around in Pennsylvania all day yesterday and the day before telling a gross story about how his uncle was shot down over New Guinea and was eaten by cannibals. Yeah, cannibals, people who eat people. Little problem with that story is it's totally false. It never was true. I knew it. I know about his uncle. This is total nonsense. It doesn't stop him, though. At the airport tarmac, I think in Pennsylvania, again with the cannibals. It's gross.
Ambrose Finnegan, we called him Uncle Bozy. He was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like. And what I was thinking about when I was standing there was when Trump refused to go up to the memorial for veterans in Paris, and he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
Oh, you son of a bitch. My God, talk about stolen valor. This is like vicarious stolen valor. That story about Trump is totally false, all right? I know who told the fake story. It was General Milley and General Kelly, two of the lowest forms, two just absolutely horrible human beings and total traitors, I believe, actually. They completely went against the Constitution. Bad, bad, bad guys. But right now, you heard that fake story. That was a fake story about his Uncle Finnegan getting shot down over New Guinea with cannibals. Even though I knew it yesterday. I know about the uncle. He went down in the Pacific over water. You know, like something about Joe, like that's fine. Just tell the story. If you want to tell a story, no, they have to make it better. They have to make it appeal somehow. They got to make it. It's in his place. Just BS's. The White House had to admit it. Washington. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged Thursday that President Biden's maternal uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, actually died when his plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean during World War II, and that he wasn't eaten by cannibals, as Biden implied on two separate occasions on Wednesday. Jean-Pierre told reporters aboard Air Force One that the 81-year-old president was merely expressing how incredibly proud he was of Finnegan when Biden suggested New Guinea natives had had eaten him in 1944. Doesn't he owe an apology to all of us and maybe to the people of New Guinea? Papua New Guinea, is that it? You saw the president. He was incredibly proud of his uncle's service in uniform. You saw him at the World War Memorial. It was incredibly emotional and important to him. How important is it, really, quite frankly? I'm sorry, but when your uncle dies and you never met your uncle because you were too young, is it really incredibly emotional? It's just another lie. They lie. Jean-Pierre was en route to Philadelphia, where Biden was making his third consecutive day of campaign visits to the Keystone State Post. You saw him respond to all of you when asked about the moment yesterday and his uncle who lost his life when the military aircraft he was on crashed in the Pacific after taking off near New Guinea. See how he makes the story? He should be laughed out of the White House right now. Not only that, it's gross. I don't want to think about cannibals. He said it three times yesterday. Cannibals. People who eat people. Somebody was actually eaten by a cannibal of some renown. A Rockefeller. There was a Rockefeller who actually went off and was eaten by the cannibals. But to say that's stolen valor. In a way. He got shot down in the area where there had a lot of cannibals at the time. What is wrong with him? All right. What was the other thing we needed to do at this juncture? While I get that straight, I shall check in with my friend here, potential juror number 16. This is potential juror number 16. who was actually dismissed. But this is the mentality of, some of the folks in the jury pool, okay? Hit it.
A citizen of the United States, so that means you've never voted in a presidential election.
Exactly.
You're called to be a juror, and this is the jury that you are called to.
Yes.
What was that? Unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
I know.
What was your impression of, Donald Trump when you saw him?
You know, he looked less orange, definitely, like more yellowish, like yellow. Nothing else than that. He looks, he doesn't look angry, or I think he looks bored, like he wants this to finish and go do his stuff. That's how,
Did you have any discussions with other jurors when you left the room about kind of how huge this case was, how historic it was going to be?
Yeah, everybody.
What were they saying? What were you guys talking about?
About this. It's a historical case, and, you know, this is going to define so many things. But at the same time, our job as a juror, right, is to be impartial, like to be unbiased. So it was, it was, you know, weird, like the whole atmosphere, like, you know, such an important case.
It's not important. Oh, the silly woman making fun of his skin, making fun of his looks. Terrible, terrible, terrible things to say. Hello, Mimi.
Hi. I want to speak about the Kennedy, the current Kennedy family. They're all for Biden. They mentioned the fact that they probably watched CNN that he said he's a dictator. They called him a dictator, the press, and he answered them. He will be a dictator on the first day of his presidency. He will open up the fuel lines and he will close the border.
Yeah, no, they lied about it. I mean, like, he was being a joke. He was basically saying he's going to do what most presidents do, sign a bunch of executive orders, which has been kind of likened to, like, though, that a lot of folks don't like executive orders because they are, you know, you don't have to get the legislature involved. And yeah, it's like dictating. What the hell? Who cares? It was a joke. And, Joe Biden did the same thing. Yeah, I can't stand some of these Kennedys. They're all toothy and weird, and they're all got some. I'm not talking about, oh, there's some great Kennedys out there. I like Robert F. Kennedy, by the way. I really like him. Don't agree with him on a lot of stuff. They're freaking out and panicking about what it means. I saw Kerry Kennedy getting up there and saying it. And yeah, they're trying to do what they did for Obama in 90. When the hell was that now? 2008. Yeah. So what are you worked up about?
I'm worked up about that. We love, my whole family, love JFK, and they're turning against the principles of JFK, which Trump has a lot of them.
Well, look, and I have no idea what his principles were. I can't get over that he was having orgies in the White House pool with interns. I mean, we got to change it. I mean, really, you know what? I mean, they're canceling people for saying hello to a girl, and, you know, this guy is somehow still revered. I mean, so I don't know much about Kennedy other than he wasn't, he was shot by the government, actually. That's what I know. I know that. And he was in over his head. Should not have been president, quite frankly. Wasn't ready. Too young. Style over substance. And listen to that debate. Oh, he cheated on the, somebody wrote that book for him that he got the Pulitzer Prize for. His father was the ambassador to the UK and got him hooked up all over the place. You know what his father once said about JFK? With the amount of money I spent on this congressional race, I could have gotten my chauffeur elected to the House. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know. Then again, I guess he could have just been a Playboy layabout, which he kind of was at the same time. I don't know. I've lost a lot of respect for Kennedy. What can I say? I mean, look, I like to have a good time. All right. But there are limits. You know, he's president of the United States and he's running around. He was just asking for it. He was a reckless maniac. He was reckless and weird. And I think he had a death wish. In fact, I know he had a death wish. This guy was crazy. And I took all those hormonal drugs, cortisone, cortisol. He was on stuff all the time. Just totally weird. Anyway, yeah, so and it's 60 years ago, right? We got to move on. Don't you think?
Yes, peace with strength.
Yeah, I don't know if you can find him actually saying that, though.
No, I'm just saying that he loved all the people. All the people loved him. And at his funeral, everybody, black, Hispanic, just like Trump today. I know he did those things. But we, my whole family, my mother, we had a picture of him because he showed. We didn't know about any of those things that you're talking about.
Well, so, I know, but there's the myth and then there's a reality. And, you know, I think it's time to, I know it's terrible what happened, but it's, and you know what? He wasn't a shoo-in for re-election. He was not a shoo-in at all. I wonder what would have happened if that guy had not been shot. Anyway. All right, Mimi. Well, the Kennedys did the wrong thing. You agree with that, right? They should not have endorsed Biden. Biden is terrible. Hey, how about this? The Kennedys endorsed Biden. Where the hell are the Bushes? You think of everything this country gave that family. And they're all up there at that, on that stupid Kenny Bunkport and, you know, painting that ridiculous amateurish artwork in his studio. They won't lift a finger for this country if it entails like getting embarrassed, you know, admitting that Trump was right. They got us into a war, for crying out loud, that we didn't need to be in. How much damage? If you had that level of prestige, connection, money that you could apply to help getting Trump elected. Hey, you know, we've had our differences with Trump, but obviously it's not just Trump. It's bigger than Trump. This whole country, society, is going off a cliff. And those snobby Republicans won't do a damn thing. Ugh, it disgusts me. It absolutely. But then, you know what? We don't need them. We don't need them in their country clubs. Go to hell, George W. Bush. You really are something else. I'll take this all back, by the way. I even said your brother, Jeb, that guy, for all he went through with Trump, you know what he did? He lifted a finger. And he actually wrote an op-ed in support of Trump in the Wall Street Journal. I respect the hell out of that. I really do. Yes, he was embarrassed, but you know what? Trump is getting railroaded, and he did not have to do that, and he did it. But Bush, this is an entirely different category. You were the president, and we gave that to you for who knows what reason. Thank you, Mimi. Be right back.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network. Greg Kelly, entertaining and informative on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
A juror seated in the Trump trial was just dismissed after it was found out that he was arrested for engaging in political vandalism against conservatives. This matter of the arrest, somehow, he didn't bring up. And when asked if he had ever been arrested, he said no. He lied to get on this jury. This thing is bad. It's rotten and it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Really, really bad. There may be a mistrial. There may be a mistrial before we have opening arguments, opening statements. Arthur Idala, you know, he is the criminal defense attorney. I think he worked at the Manhattan DA's office for a while and he's fantastic. I think he must have been on a busy, big case because I didn't see him on the media. In the media for a bit, but I saw him on CNN last night. He was on Sid and Friends this morning. Whenever it comes to legal issues, Arthur Idala, in my opinion, is the man. It was cool on CNN. He was running circles around all these Ivy League types. They were just like looking at him. It was like he had such real world perspective and common sense because the guy's in court all the time and these others, not so much. So it was great. Let me hear him on Sid. Let's see here. Arthur Idala, cut two.
I want the jury, I want the conductor of a train, I want a bus driver, I want a blue-collar guy, I want someone, when I say to them, Mrs. Schwartz, where do you get your news from? She goes, Mr. Idala, at my age, I don't watch the news anymore. I just stay home, I take care of my husband, I take care of my kids, I cook. That's who I want on the jury. So, you know, but they only get 10 challenges. So you get all these people in the box. You get to challenge certain people for cause. So if someone says, I hate Donald Trump or I don't think I could be fair, you say, Judge, I need you to strike them off. And the judge can strike them off. And he has unlimited powers to strike people off. But if there's no obvious reason to take them off, each side only gets 10 opportunities because it's such a small crime. When I tried the Harvey Weinstein case, I had 20 challenges. When it's a murder case, it's 20 challenges. But this is such a BS crime. Under the statute, you only get 10 challenges. The judge could give them more, but he won't give them more. So that you have to be really judicious in who you strike and who you don't strike. You know, it's not a jury selection process. It's really a jury deselection process. You don't tell the judge, I want these people. You tell the judge, I don't want these people. The prosecutor says, I don't want these people. And it's whoever is left becomes the jury.
All right, Arthur Idala. Oh, I guess that was the big case. He was on the Harvey Weinstein case. Defending Harvey Weinstein? All right. You can't win them all. Jeez. John in Brooklyn, hello.
Hi, Mr. Kelly. I think that we should reconsider letting Mark Zuckerberg, I think he should pay Israel the $60 billion or whatever it is, since he has $750 billion in his Meta. And the other 139 wealthiest people in the country on the Forbes 400 wealthiest who identify themselves as Jewish, I think they should pay. And guys like us, you and I, who make, well, myself and other people who make very little money, we should get a tax refund or cut down on the national debt of $35 trillion.
Hey, number one, I do very well. Thank you, John. Number two, are you trying to say that that only Jewish people, wealthy Jewish people, should support Israel financially? Is that it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is, if they have so much money, why aren't they going to the wealthiest 139 on the Forbes 400 wealthiest people in America? Why don't they come up with this?
Who's they is trying to get up the money? What are you talking about? Raising money, like the money, the aid package for Israel?
Any of the aid that goes directly, that is given away, if it's...
You mentioned Israel, though. You mentioned Israel. You didn't mention Ukraine. You mentioned Israel.
Yeah, that's first.
All right. You know what? Tax dollars, we waste a lot of tax dollars on a lot of stuff, all right? I'm okay with the money going to Israel. I am, especially at a time like this. And, you know, it's a nice thing. It's a cute thing to say, I guess, but, you know, our system doesn't work that way. Right.
You
don't go around to rich people, you know, for foreign. I'm okay with the aid to Israel. I am. And I'm happy to pay it. Thank you, John. I got to run. Douglas. Hello.
Hi, Greg. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to say is you see the activists, they go and they protest various religious services. I saw them protesting in St. Patrick's and by the Hanukkah, and they're disrupting and protesting people's religious observances. And I was saying, instead of disrupting somebody else's religious observance, why did you go celebrate your Muslim holidays? You have various Muslim holidays. Go celebrate your Muslim holidays and leave us alone on ours.
Well, number one, I don't know. Some of these people who are protest, they're just, I don't see them as religious people. I see them as pro-terrorist maniacs. All right. There are all kinds of people, all kinds of faiths out there who have decided to side with the evildoers, the bad guys. All right. So I just don't see it as like this is a group of Muslims coming in. I see it as pro-terrorist idiots, and I don't like them. And anyway, Douglas, thanks. Can we do this real quick? Anthony, hello.
Hey, Greg. I agree with you 100% that bodega move. I was clapping. I was getting chills listening to those children saying, we love Trump. He's got to do this every week, go through the whole state of New York and take advantage of this opportunity while he's in court. I mean, because it was everybody on my job site can't wait for him to have this rally that we heard about in the Bronx. He's got to come to the boroughs. He'll win New York.
It's not inconceivable. I love it. Yeah, Anthony, you know, you never know. You never know. Barbara.
Hi, Greg. Just like you, I liked Speaker Johnson so much. He used to work for Alliance Defending Freedom, defending religious freedom. He knows the Constitution. But yesterday I saw an article that was first published in Breitbart about Rand Paul speaking about what Johnson is doing now. And Rand Paul said that Johnson has completely changed and lost all his principles. If the Democrats want this level of spending and we want this level of compromise, splitting the difference, but the Democrats got everything they want, Rand said, in the spending bill, and the Hawks got what they want too. But he said that Mike Johnson has changed his principles, has changed his voting 180 degrees. And then I saw another article about Mike Johnson's two top policy advisors.
Oh, yeah, they're swamp guys. Listen, if they want to get rid of Mike Johnson and just guarantee me that we won't have Hakeem Jeffries, I'm all for it. Barbara, thank you. Carmine, 5 seconds.
I just want to say it's a year we lost Charles Stanley. Today.
Charles Stanley, the beloved Charles Stanley, the Life Principles Bible.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.